Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me again, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Happy Brexit Day. This is it. Happy Brexit Day. And the reason that we're celebrating, and this lot aren't, because they lost, and they're still crying over it. There's 17.4 million people in the UK voted to leave, and only 16.2 million, or 1 million, wanted to stay. But they don't like democracy when it goes against them, do they? Meanwhile, Kurt Wilders, he is 100% correct. More Islam equates to more violence, more intolerance, more terrorism. It's a fact. You just look at the invasion across Europe at the moment. Look at all the places where there are large populations of Muslims, and look what they're doing with the local population. It's not good. The Dutch have got it right. We should wake up and smell the coffee. Anyway, look what the French farmers are doing. They're now turning motorways in the fields. They're blockading Paris. They're not letting food trucks get in. There will be anarchy in Paris within days because they're running out of food. There'll be fights and everything. You can see it coming. And it's happening elsewhere as well. This is Vilnius in Lithuania. Farmers are turning against the globalists, the global elite that want to restrict farming. The EU is imposing sanctions on farmers. That's why they're rebellion. Even in Germany, farmers are at it. They're blocking up the motorways. They're protesting. The EU is falling to bits. They are picking on the wrong type of people. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it unfolds. Meanwhile, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to instill fear for a cold. The common cold. They want to instill fear. To fight in a war, really. Anyway. Starmageddon. This is what happens when you're chasing this stupid net zero bollocks. It's total and utter rubbish. So Tata Steel are closing down the blast furnaces. And we won't be able to make our own fresh steel. We'll have to import it from the two blast furnaces that they're building in India. So we lose 3,000 jobs. We're importing illegal migrants all the time. Over 1,000 have come in so far this year, in the first month of the year. How right is that? January, look at the weather we've had. As soon as you go calm, whoom, they're coming in the boats. And Border Force and the RNI are helping them. Instead of landing them in France, which will stop the boats, no. Only reform will scrap net zero bollocks. Now, have a look at the dates on this. This is what, back in 2017, how they were reporting the weather, when we got a little bit of a heat wave coming in. Look what we're doing in 2022. Notice the difference? That's that fear factor again. global warming, it's going to kill us all. We've got to go for net zero. It's bollocks. And the reporting of it is bollocks. The only pie that will get us anywhere near recovering in this country is Reform UK. Look at their policies. Look what they stand for. Vote for change. If you want change, you have to vote for it. They're climbing in the polls all the time. Can't wait to see the results of the two by-elections in Wellingborough and Kingswood. And with a little bit of luck, with sensible people in those constituencies, we'll get two Reform candidates going into Houses of Parliament. You'll see the, the fox in the hen coop then. Anyway, until the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.